So we saw in the Rosh that the Rosh says that even though the Gemara says Shalok Sav Hechsik, Shalok Sav Hechsik, but it's really Rav Dakka, which means either or, because once one is Machsik, the other one is Chayim Mele B'Chalim. Taisus, Luchayra is Mugliyak Malak the Rosh. Because Taisus says, what's your Vashi's Chiddush? He says, well, you don't have to say Echazek Bukni. But the Lashon of Taisus is, they don't have to say Echazek Bukni, but Kevin Shalom, Ata Tikach Ruch Svainis, Vani Ruch Dremis, V'holach V'echzik Lai Kol Echad B'Shalai, Ze Shalai B'Fnei Ze, Nasis K'mish Kono Yon B'Ruchis. After Mishlam was Elizel, Echazek Bukni. So Taisus is real agenda to talk about Lechazek Ukni, why you don't need Lechazek Ukni. And he says, a Hezbollah, since they said, after Tikruch Sainis and Altikruch Dreimis, so therefore they don't have to say Lechazek Ukni. That needs a Hezbollah by itself. That I don't know. What's the Pshad and Epochal? How does that take off the need for Lechazek Ukni? I don't understand it. That's not what it said in Rashba. The Rashba said, because it's not, it's only Birach Halokim. We talked about Rikhus. The Rosh had a different word because since he has Bilus, and you only need Lechazek Ukni when you're being Machzik in something which you have no Bilus at all. When you be maxing or something, which you have some degree of bilus, then you don't need lechazek kli. Shmuel Rzdovsky said, talked about. No, we didn't say it. Shmuel didn't talk about it. But Nochem talks about it. That since you have a certain amount of bilus, so maybe it's called a maisa bilus, you need a lechazek kli to make it into a maisa hiroz bilus. If you're already a bound to a degree, then your chazok is more of a etzem a maisa hiroz bilus. So then you could be maxing without lechazek kli. Taisa says different diburim. Since they said after Pikachinis, some of that takes off the need for Lechazek Ukni. So I don't know what that is. But what's more of concern right now, our discussion right now, is that it's Mashman Taisa. They both have to be Machs. Taisa is Barichas. It's very clear diburim that Taisa is envisioning that they're both being Machs. The Chur is not like the Rosh. So Yesh Lodin, what is the Machlaikas here between Taisa and the Rosh? Emes, I once wanted to say, it's Derech Pilpul. I don't think this is Emes of Shach. I wanted to say Derech Pilpul, that one problem answers the other. First question was, how does Ata Tikachuch Soinis, Aniyakachuch Remes, how does the take off Lechazek Ukni? And the other question is, why do they both have to be Machsim? I want to say, what? Really, they don't both have to be Machsim. Only one has to be Machsim. The other one's claiming Bechalipin. But you need Lechazek Ukni. So the way it works is, when Reuven, let's say Reuven goes first, when Reuven goes and he's Machsik and Ruch Soinis, so a chazaka doesn't work because it didn't have lechazek ukni, so it's not really a good chazaka. But he's showing that he wants to fulfill that he's really lemaisa interested in the atatik ruch dreimis, vaniyakach ruch tzvainis. So when Reuben takes the ruch tzvainis, it's the lechazek ukni for Shimon to then go and take the ruch dreimis. And then when Reuben takes, for Shimon rather, to take the ruch dreimis. And then when Shimon takes the ruch dreimis, Reuben is claiming the ruch tzvainis with Chalipin. Yeah, all right, but that's a pilpul. You know, that's a pilpul. A lot of the pashup shot and Taisus is not good. Some of the lechazek ukni is taken off in some other mechanism. If Taisus meant that, he would have said. So a lot of Taisus seems to hold that they have to both be mastic. Just ask, why is that so? Why does Taisus not accept the Rosh's argument that it's enough for one to be mastic and the other one will be playing with Chalim? So Ulai Hayef Shalom, but maybe it's not really a machlekes, because if you look in the Ramban and Kedushin Chofes, the Ramban and Kedushin Chofes also holds like the Rosh that they can make chalipin. Karka, but even by karka, that this chalipin, even by karka, brings the tesefta. At first he says that on his own, but you have chalipin even by karka. Then he says afterwards I found the tesefta of the parish, the Rosh's tesefta in the first parak of Kedushin, they can make chalipin even by karka. Then he says, there are some who wanted to ask him, who challenged that from the Gemara over here, that it says, it's mashmid both machsik. So the Rosh's answer was, labdavka. That the Ramban doesn't like. So the Ramban's answer is, that in a chinami, if one is machsik, they could obviate the need for a second chazokah by speaking it out as a chalipin. But that's not the case. The case is that they didn't speak it out as a chalipin. They spoke it out, they're going to be kind of the two halves with chazokah. They didn't have to. Could have been the first. They could have set it up. The first one is machzik b'chazaka, and the second one is the first one takes possession with chazaka, and the second with chalipin. But that's not Ravashi's case, because that was already, and he is, because that case is already close to the first teretz of the Gemara. That was already the first teretz of the Gemara that they made a kinyan suda. So we already spoke out the possibility of chalipin. So now Ravashi is saying a different etzah. They don't have to do chalipin. They could do chazaka. So yeah, you could also mix and match. You could do chalipim with chazaka too. We're not mixing and matching in the Gemara. We're saying one teretz of kinyan sudur and another teretz of kinyan chazaka. I have to know why the Rosh didn't like it. Yes, Vodna Madonna, maybe we'll come back. Sakapana, maybe that's nice for Taisus too. Maybe Taisus is not really Chayuk on the Rosh. Taisus learns the Gemara. That's not the case. We're not mixing and matching. You could mix and match. That's just not the case. Maybe there's no profound difference here between Taisus and the Rosh. But it could also be that Taisus doesn't want to say like the Rosh for a simple reason. It looks like this. The Mishnah says in Kiddush Luchav Ches that the Mishnah starts off with very cryptic words. Kolanasa Dama Be'acher Kevin Shechus again is Mischayev Zeh B'Chalipo. Ketzad, and it says that if they're being machlif a par b'chamor, so when one is machzik in the chamor, the other one is kind of the par. There's a complicated Gemara, but we're not going to go through that Gemara. It's a very complicated Gemara. What's exactly the case, and what is Kolanasa Dama V'Acher? We're not learning that sugya right now. That sugya is complicated, but we're just not going to get it. The bottom line is, it seems to say in that Mishnah that you could do chalipin with the par and the chamor. You take the when one person takes the chamor with chalipin, the other one is kind of the par. So Taisa over there raises a question. Chalipin, we're familiar with chalipin by Kenyan Sudur. You give a handkerchief and you make chalipin. Like by bias. You do it with a kli. And there's machlekes of Nachman of Sheshes, which is there in the Gemara, and many other places. Can you do chalipin with pears? Instead of giving you a sudur, can I give you an apple? So Rav Sheshi says yes, but Rav Nachman says no. You need a kli. And Allah is like Rav Nachman. And that's how we pass it. You have to do that with the kli. That's why in Iksubu, you're right, the Gemara speaks out. That's why at the end of Iksubu, we write, B'kanino minachos ananal, b'mona de kosher l'miknayabe. So the Gemara says, b'mona is a kli. B'mona de kosher l'miknayabe means, as opposed to Paris. We didn't do it with Paris, which would be no good. We did it with a kli. So Taisus asks, a par and a chamor are not a kli. So how are you doing chalipin over here with a par and a chamor? The guy's maxing the chamor is not a kli. So Taisus says two terutzim. One teres, Taisus says, that anything I mean, according to Rav Nachman, the Mishnah doesn't mean that he was machzik in the chamor, and when he was machzik in the chamor, so automatically, like Kenyan Sudr, the other guy gets the para with chalip in the chamor. That taka would not work because you need a kli. You can only do chalipin with a kli. What it means is that when he takes the chamor, he's nischayev the domim of the chamor. Now he owes the price of the chamor. He doesn't. And then with the money that he owes to Reuven, he's kind of like a Kenyan Kesef. With that money, he's kind of the par. Yeah, then this discussion, how does that work? Kenyan Kesef midrabbanan, and Rabbanan said Kenyan Kesef midrabbanan doesn't work. You're making it to Kenyan Kesef. Midraisa Kenyan Kesef works, but Midrabbana Chazal we Masaka not to accept Kenyan Kesef by Mekalkin because we're afraid he's gonna misuprochitecha baliyah. You're gonna pay money for a barn full of chito, sight unseen. Then when you come to collect it, the guy's gonna say, "Oh, after you were kind, it burnt down. A lightning struck and it burnt up." So they voided Kenyan Kesef. So why over here didn't they void? If it's basically a Kenyan Kesef, so why didn't the Rabbana void the Kenyan? So Taisus learns, based on the Gemara over there, which we're with Harish trying to avoid, that it's a Milsud Leshchicha, Milsud Leshchicha Legazab Rabban. So Akapanim, that's the first answer in Taisus. That Ilchanami, according to Rab Nachman, which is the halacha, you really cannot be Machlif Parah B'chamar. You can be Machlif Dmechar Parah B'chamar. You make it into a Chayiv, and then with the Chayiv, you're. And the Re says a different Teretz. The Re answers that a Parah and a Chamar are a Kli. Because a kli in the context of chalipin doesn't mean what we normally mean when we talk about a kli. A kli means something that you are mishtamish with as opposed to something that you consume. Peiros are something you consume. So that's not a kli, that's not good for chalipin. But anything that you use, You plow with them, you farm with them. So that's not something that you, so anything that you use is a kli. So in the context of chalip and a par lechem are a kli. So we have here a machlokes whether what is the definition of a kli. The stam places holds that a kli means a kli, a par lechem are not a kli. So you came to chalip and a par lechem are. And the reason machar is that a kli in this context means anything that you use and a par lechem are a kli. For the purposes of chalip and a par lechem are a kli. Hatzad HaShavah Shebem, though, that both the Stam Tosis and the Ri, the Tosis quotes, that everybody in that Tosis shares one fundamental assumption, that Kinyan Sudr and being Machlok Parah B'Chamar are the same animal. I mean, the same thing. They're both Chalipin, and there's only one kind of Chalipin. They both have the same rules. And if Kinyan Sudr can only be done with the Kli, not with Peiris, then when you're Machlok Parah B'Chamar, you can only do that with Kalim and not with Peiris. Where they divide is a par nechama or a kli. The Reis says a par nechama or a kli, so you could be machlof par bechamor. The Stam Tosis says a par nechama or not a kli. So in economy, you can't really be machlof par bechamor. You have to do it with you have to be malik bedomim. You have to turn into a chay. But how come them that machlof par bechamor is only with those things that you could do kinyan sud? However, Tosis in many places, not over there in kedushin, but elsewhere. Tosis, Bab Kama Daf Ayin Amud Beis, Bab Metzia Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, and again in Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, Tosis brings the Shita of Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan said that it's Kushim Eikar Lesa, because Kinyan Sudar and Machlok Parah B'Chamor are two different things entirely. Kinyan Sudar is two different Kinyanim. There's Kinyan Sudar, which is where you take a Sudar that's only worth a few pennies. And you use it to buy an animal that's maybe worth $1,000. And that's not a barter. There's clearly a kaina and a machna. The person who's giving the sudr is the kaina. The person who's giving the animal is the machna. You just the sudr is just the vehicle with which to affect the kinyan. And that has rules. Kinyan sudr has rules. There has to be a kli, not peiris. La'alochu hold like a machman and so on. And then there's a different thing. Machlok parah b'chamor. Machlok parah b'chamor. Rabbi Natan calls it chalipei shavah b'shavah. It's an exchange. There's no kaina and machna. We're making an exchange. It's a barter. And that's a different thing entirely, says Rabbeinu Tam. And that doesn't have these requirements. By Kenyan Sudur, I'm elaborating more than Rabbeinu Tam does. But Rabbeinu Tam just says that it's two different things and has different rules. But I'm elaborating. Kenyan Sudur, the Sudur is the thing with which it's just a vehicle to make the Kenyan. And it has, and the way to make the Kenyan has certain rules. You have to follow the rules to make the kinyan, and the rules are that it has to be a kli, not payers. Machle par b'chamor, the par and the chamor, you're making an exchange. When you're making an exchange of shove v'shove, of things that are basically equal, they don't have to be exactly equal. Forget if you're machle, they should be exactly equal. The Gemara discusses that maybe it becomes kinyan kesef, and kinyan kesef they avoided. But if they're basically equal. We're basically making a barter, and there's no clear kaina and machna. That's a different thing. That's called chalipa shava b'shava, and that doesn't matter. You can do that with anything. You can do that with anything, even with balei chayim, even with basar, even with peiros. You can do machna with anything. I mean, it happens to shitosai. I mean, it's the same with any time because Tosis there in b'metzia b'mzayim amenal. Tosis says that Rabbeinu Tam learned this into the pasuk. The Gemara b'Metzia Mizayin Amal of Darshan to pasuk in Rus. V'zois milukim b'Yisrael ala geula ve'ala tmur l'chaim kol dov. V'zok the Gemara ala geula zemecha ve'ala tmur zechalipin l'chaim kol dovar sholof yishnali v'nosan r'eyu dovar hanitin miyad liyad. And then the Bryce discusses who gives the kli, who gives the sudur, is it the kaina or the machna? We pass it, it's the kaina. So that's the Gemara. The Pashup Shat in the Gemara without Rabbeinu Tam, just telling the way Tosis, the other Tosis and understood, is that it's reading. Zois milfin b'Yisrael zemech, alagula zemech, other kinds of mechir, kesef, mshicha, whatever. The Alatmur is Chalipin. all kinds of chalipim, sudr, shava, v'shava, there's no difference. Going to the Tosfos and Kiddushin, it's all the same thing. And then, l'kayim kol dover, shalif yishnali, v'nosan re'u, are the instructions of how you do tmura, how you do chalipim. But it has to be dover anything from the yad liyad, it has to be dover anything from the yad liyad, and it has to be caleb shalkayman, and so on and so on. But Rabbeinu Tam says, no, that's not the pshat in Kosovo. That's not pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is listing not two different kinds of kinyan, but three. Alagul is the mecher, that means kesef, mashiach, and so on. V'ala tmur is a chalipin, that means chalipe shove b'shove. That's what the word tmur means, an exchange. Like in homer yomer oisim, when you exchange one behemoth for another and make the other behemoth into a car. Tmur, masechas tmur. V'ala tmur is chalipe shove b'shove. V'kayim kol dover, n'sholif yishnali, v'nosan reyo, that's kinyan sudar. So in the pasuk itself, there's two different things. There's tmur is a chalipin, that's shove b'shove. And then there's the kayim kol dover, sholif yishnali, v'nosan reyo, that's Kenyan Sudr. Kenyan Sudr has rules. It has to be like a nal. It has to be clean, that pairs and so on. But Khalifa Shava B'Shava has none of these restrictions. The Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam holds like Rabbeinu Tam, because the Rambam, Perakei, beginning of Perakei of Filchas Mechira, where he talks about, just call him a Tal from Kodim Zeneset, which is lost from the Mishnah, and he says he could be Machlef, Pora, Bechamor, and so on. And the Rambam gives an example of Khalifa Shava B'Shava, Yayim B'Shemer. Yayim Hashem is for sure pears. Bal Chaim is a machlokes. Maybe Bal Chaim or pears. Maybe it's a kli. We saw machlokes toisus in the ri. But Yayim Hashem is pears. Pears you cannot do kinyan sudu with Yayim Hashem. And yet the Rambam says that you could do chalipa shava b'shava with Yayim Hashem. Obviously the Rambam held like Rabbeinu Tam that chalipa shava b'shava does not have any of these restrictions. So now, based on this, the Rishonim have a discussion. There's a Tesefta, the Rosh's Tesefta. We have a Tesefta in the first Perek in Kiddushin. The Rosh Prize brings it, Rishonim of the Kiddushin Chavches bring it out there. Rambam in Kiddushin Chavches talks about the Tesefta. The Tesefta says you could do Chalipin with Karka. You have a Karka that I want, I have a Karka that you want, we could be Machal one Karka with the other. So Rishonim asks, Dishnam of the Fear of Tam. So I understand, Chalipin Shavu. Chalipi shava b'shava, chalipi shava b'shava. You can do with anything. It's not limited to the things that you do kinyan sudu with. But according to the other shita, Haysin Kiddushin, according to the other shita in Rishayim, that there's not two different things, shava b'shava and kinyan sudu. There's also one thing, chalipin, and chalipin can only be done with the kli, not with parents. So then, how do you do chalipin? How can the Tosefta say you can be machal karka b'karka? So the Itur in Maimer Beis, the Chelik in Kinyan, that's how it's divided. In Maimer Beis, there's a thing called, he has a section called Kinyan, says that he assumes he doesn't bring a minute. He assumes that this is one thing. Kinyan Sudah, Chalip, and Shava, Shava, it's all one thing. So he asked the Kashas, how does it work by Kark? Kark is not a clear. How do you do Chalip, Shava, Shava with Kark? So he says two things. First, he says, this is I think what he holds, that in a chanami, you cannot do chalipa shava v'shava with karka any more than you can do kinyan sudu with karka. But the sefta means when you're malik b'dom, like Tosha said about parah b'chamor, you're not really switching one karka for the other. You give me a karka, I'm machzik in your karka, now I owe you the money, and with the money that I owe you, I buy the other karka. So in a chanami, it's really not chalipa shava v'shava. You have to do this extra trick. You have to have a price, and with the price that you open the karka, you go and you claim to the other karka. Can you kiss it? Can you kiss it? Yeah, by karka. Then he brings from Rabbeinu Baruch. The Rabbeinu Baruch said that just like you could do chalipin with balei chayim, you could do chalipin with karka. Tzoyis doesn't bring this into, but Tzoyis says on his own, and this is in some of Shatman's Rabbeinu Baruch. The Rabbeinu Baruch did not say that Shavah v'Shavah is different. You can do Shavah v'Shavah with anything. That's not what he said. He said, just like you could do Chalipin with Balei Chayim, you could do with Karka. So what he means to say is, like the Ri. The Ri said that Balei Chayim, in the context of Chalipin, Balei Chayim are a Kli. Because a Kli means something that you use as opposed to something that you consume. So the Tzoyis says, again, he doesn't say it in the Rabbeinu Baruch. He doesn't bring this into it, but he says on his own that if you're all like the Ri, that balechayim are a kli, because perishes means something you consume as opposed to something that you use. So karkas is not something you consume. Karkas is something that you do malacha with. You use it to produce perishes. The karkas is not the perishes. So therefore, you could do metalkin with karkas. And you could do, theoretically, you could do kinyan suda with karkas. Because you could, if you'll be machzik in a little bit of karka, a tiny amount of karka, and connected it, you'll be machna something valuable. That's shava b'shava, but it works because karka is a kli. Then there's a chuvas haradvaz. I don't know all the kiyos over here, but there's a chuvas haradvaz who says. Where's the Tzuvah Sarad Vaz? Chel Kalef Tov Ayin Gimel. The Tzuvah Vaz says, he thinks it's axiomatic that Karka is not Chalipim. He says, it doesn't do with Baal Chayim. Even if Baal Chayim are Chalipim, even if Baal Chayim are a Kli, Karka is for sure not good for Chalipim, because the Losh of the Pasuk is Dover Nithim Yad Liyah. Gemara says, "L'kayim kol dover anitim miyadaya." He says, "Karka is not a dover anitim miyadaya." So the advice says it's of a pasuk that karka is not a kli, and therefore he holds that according to those shittas, they can only do that. There's no such thing as chalipin shalom b'shalom as a separate thing. They can only do chalipin with something which is good for kinyan sudar. So our koch, you have to learn the perceptor that it doesn't mean you machlif the karka b'karka. It means you machzik. You machlif the domim of the karka. You use the domim of the karka to buy the other karka. So if you want to make a sikum of all of this information, I don't want to sound like an encyclopedia, Talmud as well, but if you want to make a sikum, the bottom line is, broadly speaking, we have two shittas. And it impacts how we understand this tesefta of the machlif karka. Shittas Rabbeinu Tam is that chalip b'shava b'shava is totally different than chishim yisum. It's different psukim. And therefore, lefi Rabbeinu Tam, you could have things that are not good for kinyan sudar, peris, for example, which are definitely not good for kinyan sudar. But for chalip b'shava b'shava, it's fine. Like the Rambam, yayim b'shem, you could do chalip b'shava b'shava with yayim b'shem. Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, the sefer is easy to understand. Kipshutoi, just like you do chalip b'shava b'shava yayim b'shem, you could do shava b'shava with kaka. Why not? It's barter. It's a barter. It's nothing to do with kinyan sudar. It doesn't need a dover anything yad liyad. It doesn't need a nad, do me the nal. It doesn't need anything. It's shava b'shava. You're just doing a chalipin. You can be machlif karka b'karka. L'chayr l'fi the Rambam also. The Rambam holds like a minute. You can be machlif yayin v'shemen. L'chayr l'fi the Rambam. The tesefta is pshuta. You can be machlif karka b'karka. Hagam b'maimer muskar. I did not find the tesefta in the Rambam. Which is interesting. Why didn't the Rambam bring the tesefta? Lo yedeh. L'chayr by rights the tesefta l'fi the Rambam, since the Rambam is on the side of Rabbeinu Tam, that Shalva V'Shalva does not have any of the rules of opinion. So the Tesefta is, Kipshuta. Against that, we have the Shita of places in Kiddushin, the Itur, we have a group of Rishayim who don't make this distinction. They think Chalipin is Chalipin. There's only one thing, Chalipin. And it doesn't matter whether it's Kinyan Sudar or what Rabbeinu Tam called Shalva V'Shalva. There's no such thing as Shalva V'Shalva. There's Chalipin. There's just one thing, Chalipin. And whatever the rules are for Chalipin are the rules for all Chalipin. And the rules of Chalipin, it can't be Paris, it has to be a clique. So then how do you deal with Karka? So here it sort of gets a little bit more complicated. One approach is Rabbeinu Baruch, the Itur is Rabbeinu Baruch, that Karka is a clique. Just like the Ri was Mechadish, that a Par is a clique, because you do Malacha with it. So Karka is a clique, you do Malacha with it, you don't consume it. So you could do Chalipin with Karka. Even Kenyan Sudra, you could do with Karka. That only works if you all like the Ri. That a Baal Chai is a Kli. And even if you all like the Ri, the Radvaz doesn't think that it's really comparable because you need Dover anything Yad the Yad. So he doesn't think even according to the Ri it'll work. The other choice is to say like the Itur, that in the Chalam, the Tesefta is not Kipshuta. When the Tesefta says you can do Chalip and Karka Bekarka, it means to make Karka Bekarka. The same way Tyson Kedushin said by Par B'chamar. That doesn't mean Par B'chamar. It means to make Par B'chamar. So Mela, now we can understand we have a derech merubach to understand what's the machlekes taisin the rosh. The rosh apparently held that you could do chalip b'shava by karka. Either I didn't find so clear, not clear to me what the rosh holds in the Rabbeinu Tam's issue. Does he hold like a man of Tamana? I didn't find so clearly. Some is clearly somewhere, but I just didn't find it. But the Rosh, we could say either he holds like a man of Tam. That Chalip Bishava Bishava doesn't have any. That's probably the Ashus. That the Rosh holds like a man of Tam. That Chalip Bishava Bishava doesn't have any of the restrictions of Pinyan Sudah. So you could do Chalip Bishava Bishava Bekar. So you'll take the Tzofa and I'll take the Dorim, and it's Chalip Bishava Bishava. Or maybe the Rosh holds not like a man of Tam, but maybe he holds like a man of Borach. The Kark is a Kli. So if you maybe so you can still do chalipin, you could do chalipin with kark. And Tosis over here will say is hold not like Rabbeinu Tam, he holds like Tosis in Kiddushin, like the Re, that you cannot do chalipin shava b'shava except for things that you, there's also thing as chalipin shava b'shava. There's chalipin, and chalipin can only be done with the kli, and it can't be done with Paris. And if it can't be done with Paris, then it can't be done with kark either, either because kark is not a kli or because it's not the dover anything the yad the yad. But Tosis was pashut that you cannot do chalipin. You cannot do chalipin with karka. Either tesefta. The tesefta means you machlit the domim of the karka with the karka. And that doesn't work over here because here there's no domim. The shutfin is no domim. When I take the tzofin, I don't have to pay for it. When Reuben takes the tzofin, he doesn't owe any money to Shimon. So this isn't here. If chalipin is going to work, it's going to have to be a chalipin without domim. It's got to be a real chalipin. And real chalipin, Taisus holds, Taisus and Kedushin holds, a real chalipin, you cannot do with karka. So that's what our Taisus holds. So therefore, by Taisus, it was possible. That each one has to be mastic on his own. Chalipin doesn't enter into it. Okay, now a second topic within the topic of chalipin. That's the end of that. The pilpul charifto is mdaik in the rosh. That the Rosh only said this business about chalipin, that only one is to be mafsek and not the other, when he was talking about chazoka, the second Rav Ashi's teretz in the Gemara. But earlier, when the Rosh was talking about shekonu zemizeb, shekonu miyodam beruchais, which is kinyan sudah, there the Rosh did not say that only one person has to make the kinyan sudah, not the other, because they could be, it works by chalipin. Like, why didn't he say that there too? That when the Reuben, well, only one person has to make a kinyan sudah. Once Reuben takes his kaina is zeich and the tzofim with the kinyan sudah, so Shimon gets the dorm with chalip. That the Rosh did not say. Says the pepul chariftah because that taka won't work. Why won't that work? Just poshut, because how could that work? If Reuben is kaina the tzofim with chalipin, then that means that what is he getting for the tzofim? Reuben takes the suffer. What is he giving for the suffer? Reuben takes the suffer. What does he give in exchange? A sudr. Because that's kinyan chalipin. You give your machlif the sudr with the suffer. So he was already machlif the suffer for the sudr. How could he at the same time be machlif the suffer for the dar? If you claim the suffer with kinyan sudr, that means that the chalipin of the suffer is the sudr. If the chalipin of the suffer is the sudr, then how could the dar be the chalipin of the suffer? So they attack, they both have to do chalipin. Reuben takes the sofen and gives the sudah to Shimon, and Shimon takes the dorm and gives the sudah to Reuben. The Nesivis in Simon Reish Gimel, in the Chidushim, the Nesivis have the Biurim and the Chidushim. The Chidushim are the short things and the Biurim are the long. Not the way we would have labeled it. So he says to Madhava Pashut, that you could be with, you could do a kinyan sudah in the tzofen and be zeicher in the dorm with chalipin. Just says Tachay Ali says it's another push. So what's the tulling? So Baskof Rishayna, I would say it's totally the machlekes taisus and Rabbeinu Tam. Is kinyan sudah a kind of chalipin? It's just one thing chalipin. Or is Kinyan Sudah something different than Chalip B'Shalva B'Shalva? If Kinyan Sudah is like Tyson Kedushin holds, Kinyan Sudah, there are no two animals. There's Chalipin, and it doesn't, it's same Kinyan Sudah is Chalipin, and Parah B'Chamor is Chalipin, and there's just one thing called Chalipin. So then I hear the people of Chalipin is right. If the Chalipin is with the Sudah, how can you do Chalipin with the Sudah and also do Chalipin with the dark? If Reuben gives Shimon the sudr and he takes the tzof. So he's giving the sudr for the tzof. So if he's giving the sudr for the tzof, then he's not giving the dorm for the tzof. Yeah, ulay is golden that maybe he could give both. Why can't he give both? They say, I'm taking the tzofin and I'm taking the tzofin by giving you the sudr and the dorm. Oh, it won't work because Shimon's not actually taking the door. If Shimon was taking the door, that's chazok. Shimon's not touching the door. They're not doing chazok. They're just doing sudr. They're just sitting in an office somewhere and they're doing kinyan sudr. So Shimon is not taking the tzofen. No, nobody's taking any. Reuven is giving a sudr and getting the tzofen. He's not giving the door. So therefore, the people. So if you learn like Tyson Kiddushin, that sudr and Shavu b'shavu, it's one thing. So again, if Reuven is taking, is Reuven is giving a sudr, and by giving a sudr, he's taking the tzofin. He's zoichin the tzofin. Then when he is thereby zoichin the tzofin, he cannot say by being zoichin the tzofin, I'm being machlefit with the dar. He was zoichin the tzofin by giving a sudr to Shimon. So he already gave a sudr for the tzofin. So he can't then turn around and say, so the sudr was the chalipin of the tzofin. He cannot then turn around. You know what I'm saying? How does it work in time? What happened? They sit in an office. Reuven gives the sudr to Shimon. Shimon picks up the sudr. Reuven now acquires the tzofin. What would chalipin now mean? Chalipin would mean now that Reuven acquired the tzofin by giving the sudr. So he is in exchange for the tzofin, he's giving the dharm. He already gave the sudr. So he already gave the sudr in order to be kind of the tzofin. He can't then, when he acquires the suffin, he can't then give over the dar. So the papul charif will be 100% right. Ashe enkin if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam. If you hold like Rabbeinu Tam. The kinyan sudr is one thing, and chalipi shavu v'shavu is something else. And kinyan sudr is just a way to make the kinyan. It's a maisa kinyan. And then there's a different thing called shavu v'shavu, which is a barter and an exchange. So then I hear very much the nesivos. One thing has nothing to do with the other. The Kenyan Sudr is not Chalipin of Shavu B'Shavu. It's not a barter. It's just a way to make a Kenyan. So Reuben makes the Kenyan in the Tzofin by giving a Sudr. He gives the Shimon, picks up the Sudr, and there's a Maisa Kenyan that he's like in the Tzofin. And then as an exchange, as a barter, he gives the Dorim in exchange. Just like when Reuben makes a Kenyan, if Reuben would make a Kenyan Chazok in the Tzofin. So the Chazok is the Maisa Kenyan, and then the exchange is the Dorim. So here, the Kenyan Sudr is the Maisa Kenyan, and the exchange is the Dar. Then I hear the Nesivus. The problem is, it doesn't work so well in the Rosh, because Pashtus, the Rosh holds like Rabbeinu Tam. The very fact that the Rosh holds you could do Chalipin with Karka, you cannot do, unless you say like Rabbeinu Baruch. He'll go that route, but he holds like Rabbeinu Baruch, the Karka is a Kli. But the Pashtus is that if the Rosh holds you could do Chalipin with Karka, then he's on the side of Rabbeinu Tam. That Chalipa Shava Shava does not have the rules of Kenyan Sudr. It's a different animal in Kenyan Sudr. Ka'amur, like I said, in the first installment, first chapter. So then it doesn't stim. The Rosh is the one who holds that Chalipa Shava Shava is a different thing than Kenyan Sudr. That's why, even though Kenyan Sudr cannot be done with Kaka, presumably the Radvaz thinks it's axiomatic. But we saw this Rabbeinu Baruch Nath. The pastors, you cannot do Kenyan Sudr with Kaka. So one sheet in a valley, but passes, you cannot do kinyan sudr with karka. And yet the Rosh thinks you could do chalipin with karka, and the Rosh doesn't even, I really, leave you only, if the Rosh was held that you could do chalipin with karka because of Rabbeinu Baruch and a trick, that maybe karka is a kli, then he would speak it out. The Rosh doesn't speak it out. But he was partial, this is a tesefta, you could do chalipin with karka. It's like parah b'chama. It's about a more noita that he holds like Rabbeinu Tam. That the chalipin shava b'shava is, doesn't matter what it is, it's a guy in b'shem, like the Rambam. So we're saying that the Rosh is on the side of Rabbeinu Tam. The Kenyan Sudr has nothing to do with Chalipa Shava B'Shava. So maybe the Nesivus is right, but the Mice, the Rosh is more Maduik like the Bul Charifta. The Rosh is talking Maduik that he only mentioned Chalipin by Chazok. He did not mention Chalipin by Kenyan Sudr. But the Rosh and the Rosh is does seem to be conducive that he really holds like the Bul Charifta, that by Kenyan Sudr, they both have to. You cannot do a Kenyan Sudr in the Tzofin and then be machlif the door. Right? So Mashiach, why not? Chayra lefira Rabbein Tam, and if the Pula Charif is right. So here, I think this depends on another chakir. Within Rabbeinu Tam, by the way, in Shulchan Aruch, it's 2 days. Rabbeinu Tam and the other is 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. And you do Chalipi Shalva V'Shalva with parents. Within the world of Rabbeinu Tam, that Kinyan Sudar is one thing and Shalva V'Shalva is something else. And therefore, Kinyan Sudar has limitations that it's only a Kli and not Paris and certainly not Karka. And Shalva V'Shalva has no such limitations. You could do Shalva V'Shalva with anything. Adayin Yesh Lachka. Does that mean that Kinyan Sudar on the one hand and Chalipa Shalva V'Shalva on the other hand are conceptually different entirely? One is an exchange and one is just a nice Kinyan? Or perhaps conceptually they're the same thing. They're both an exchange. The difference is that when the exchange is of things that are equal in value, so then there's no rules. You can exchange, anything becomes an exchange. When the exchange is something that are disparate in value, one is very valuable and one is just a sudar, so then there are rules that it has to conform to a null, it has to conform to it has to be a clean in order to have this, it's a symbolic exchange. And to be a symbolic exchange, it has to conform to the rules that are set out in Sholif Ishtalif and Asanare. So they're both exchanges, but this is an exchange, it's a real life exchange. It's Har B'chamor. So then I don't need it to be, there's no rules. But you want to make it, but there's another way to make an exchange where instead of giving something of real value, you give something of symbolic value. It symbolizes an exchange. And ready for that, there are rules. And I have a raya from a very otherwise talmudic Ramban. The Ramban over there in Kiddushin Chofres, the Ramban that I sent. The Ramban this is discussing, is there Chalipa Shava B'Shava with Karka? Our topic. He said, the Mishnah talking about Parah B'Chamor. And he assumes Parah B'Chamor is Kipshuta, it's not Tmei Parah, it's Yemachla Parah B'Chamor. So there's a thing in Machla Parah B'Chamor. What about Karka? Is there Chalipa B'Shava B'Shava by Karka? So he says, yes, there's Chalipa B'Shava B'Shava by Karka. So at the end he says, or somewhere in the discussion, he says that Achakach Matzosi, that it's a Beveresh Tisef. But before he has the Tisefta, that before he later found the Tisefta, is he just been down and he's looking for Rayas? Is there Chalipa B'Shava B'Shava by Karka? So he says he has a Raya. He says, because Karka is Niknes with Kinyan Sudar. What's the Lashon Ramban? Oh, my phone is taken. I forget the Lashon Ramban exactly, but he says, I'll tell you, I'll just paraphrase. His karka is nicknamed with Sudar, and Kinyan Sudar is bimokim. I'll talk about the exact Lashon is important. Somebody have the on the WhatsApp I sent you the Ramban. Nobody has a phone with WhatsApp. Hey that the Chalipa Sudar midin Chalipin Gemurin Ribois and Akos. Chalipa Sudar, the Torah is Marbe midin Chalipin Gemur. What do all those words even mean? And the Chalipa Sudar Milsa De Isa Ben Bekarka Ben Metalli. And Chalipa Sudar you could do with Karka, with either Karka or Metalli. So if you could do Kenyan, if Kenyan Sudar is Isa Bekarka, then you could be Machlef Karka Bekarka. So now, what is that man talking about? What does he mean that Kinyan Sudar is Isa B'Karka? Does he mean that you could use Karka to do Kinyan Sudar? He's being approved, just like he could do Kinyan Sudar with Karka, so you could do Shalva B'Shalva with Karka. That's a pella. Who says you could do Kinyan Sudar with Karka? We have a Rishon who says, we have one, Rabbeinu Baruch, we have a Rishon who says you could do Chalipa Sudar with Karka. You could use Karka as the Sudar. Rabbeinu Baruch only said it because he was working backwards from Shalva B'Shalva. He had a Tisefta that you have Shalva B'Shalva by Karka, and he's not Mechalat from Shalva B'Shalva and Kinyan Sudar. He says, well, if the Tisefta says you could do Shalva B'Shalva by Karka, and he doesn't think there's a difference between Shalva B'Shalva and Kinyan Sudar, so it must be you could use that a Karka is good for Kinyan Sudar too. And the advice says it can't be, it's not Tov anything yad yad. But he's starting from the Tesefta, and from that he's making a bombshell that you could do Kinyan Sudah with Karka. The Ramban is doing the other way around. He doesn't have the Tesefta yet, and he wants to prove, since Kinyan Sudah could be done with Karka, so Shavu B'Shavu could also be done with Karka. It's totally Tanya, but like Tanya. Intuitively, it's a lot easier to understand that you could do Chalipim Lusud with Karka than Kinyan Sudah with Karka. It's not a click. Like who told him that you could do, if he's not sure that you could even do Chalip B'Shavu, that you could even do Shavu B'Shavu with Karka. Later on, he found the Tesefta, but he's not even sure about that. And where do you get the pshitas that you could do Kinyan Sudah with Karka? It's about that true. I mean, that can't be pshat. So the Chayr al Korchach pshat Rabban, and this says Takin the Chuvas Radvaz, says the Radvaz. He talks about that. He asks, what's pshat Rabban? He says the Rabban must mean when he says that Karka is isa this Kinyan Sudah, Chalip Sudah is milsa to isa ben be Karka ben be Metalton. He doesn't mean you could use Karka as the Sudah. He means you could use a Sudah to buy Karka. And that's about a true. That's Bereshit Gemara. So he says, just like you can use a Sudah to buy Karka, so Mele by Shabbai Bayecha, you can be Machlif Karka B'Karka. That's also Pel. What does that mean? When you it's two different things. When you talk about using a Sudah to buy Karka, the Karka is not the thing that I'm using to do the Chalipin. The Karka is the thing that I'm buying with the Chalipin. Here, the need in is that I be machlev karka be karka, so I'm using karka to do chalipin. It's any time of a chal. I mean, those who shine will hold that you cannot do shavu b'shavu with karka. They agree you could be, they certainly agree that you could buy karka with kinyan sudah. And nobody thinks that's a problem. What does one thing have to do with the other? Karka is a dovah nikne be kinyan sudah, but you can't use karka as the sudah. So what's found there, man? There, man, is mamish pelad. The answer is, I can chat in the Ramban, that the Ramban holds that Kinyan Sudah is a symbolic exchange. It's really a form of Shavu B'Shavu, except that when you really machlev a par b'chamor, then you can be machlev a real par b'chamor. When you take a Sudah, the Sudah is instead of the par. It's a symbolic par. That's why it has to be clean, not payers, because in order to stand in for the par, it has to conform to the pasuk. Says the Ramban. So says the Ramban, I could be machlef a Sudah with Karka. And what is that? That's an exchange. I'm being machlef a Sudah with Karka. So you see that the Karka is participating in the exchange. You can exchange a Karka for a Sudah. So of course the Sudah has to be a kli, because the Sudah is not really a Shah Dover HaShavah. So it's just in order to be a symbolic stand-in for a thing, it has to be a kli. But what I'm machlif that's symbolic. But what am I machlif? I'm machlif a karka. So you see that a karka could be nikne with this chalipin. Chalipin means exchange. A karka is nikne with an exchange. So if I have two karkois and I don't need the symbolic thing, I don't need the sudar, then I can then the karka could participate in exchange. That's what the Ramban means when he throws in the line that sudar is nisrabe midin chalipin gemurin. He means chalipin gemurin is shove b'shove. That's the real chalipin. The Torah is marba that you could use a sudar, you could use a kli as a stand-in for real chalipin. But what you do when you do chalipin, when you do kinyan sudar, you're being machlef a symbolic part with the real chamor, or a symbolic shove thing with a real piece of karka. But you could do it with karka too. So you see, you could make an exchange. So that's chalipish. It's an exchange that involves karka. So if I have two karkois, then why can't I do an exchange? That's the real chalipin. The Kinyan Sudah is just a stand-in. It's a stand-in for one of the two things that you're machlif in a real chalipin. In chalipin gemur. I think that's the emes of pshat in Ramban. That's what means chalipin gemur as opposed to Kinyan Sudah. Chalipin gemur is a real exchange. A Kinyan Sudah is nisraba midin chalipin gemur. A Kinyan Sudah is a stand-in, a way to make the Torah is marbe that with the Sudah you can make an exchange without real things that are shalom b'shalom. But if you could be kind of karka with the Sudah, that means that karka is something that could be mischalif. And that's nikne with chalipin, it's nikne in an exchange. So karka b'karka is also nikne in an exchange. So this Ramban is mefurish, that even though he's going with the Ramban, that's clear in this, he's going with the Rabbeinu Tam, with Rabbeinu Tam's approach, that even though you can't use karka for the sudar, but you could use karka for the things that are nicknamed with real exchange. So he's basically, it's along the lines of Rabbeinu Tam, that chalip b'shove does not have the rules of kinyan sudar. he allows you to do shava b'shava with karka, based on the fact that karka is a davar nikne b'sudah. So that's Rabbeinu Tam. But you see that even though he's basically in he's basically like Rabbeinu Tam. Even though he's basically like Rabbeinu Tam, but he's not saying that Kenyan Sudr and Kenyan Chalipi Shava Shava are different worlds. It's the same basic Kenyan. The Chiddush of Kenyan Sudr is that you could have a, when you have a Kli, even though it's not worth, even though it's not worth anything significant, when you have a Kli, it's Nisraba Midin, it can stand in for real items of worth, and you could do in effect the Chalipi Shava Shava, a symbolic Chalipi Shava Shava. Then the Pupula Charifta makes eminent sense. Then you can't do both. Even Kenyan Sudr is a symbolic Shavah B'Shavah. So Pupula Charifta is 100% right. If I'm kind of the Tzofin, if Reuben is kind of the Tzofin, by giving a Sudr, a symbolic Shavah B'Shavah to Shimon, so he, the exchange was the Sudr for the Karka. Again, can then turn around after or by when he's kind of the Karka, when he thereby acquires the Karka, he can't then turn around and say, and I'm exchanging the Dorm for the Tzofin. You already exchanged the chalipin, a symbolic shava b'shava. You already made a symbolic shava b'shava. You can't do both. You can't do a symbolic shava b'shava and thereby try to, on the other hand, in the other direction, do a real shava b'shava. You only get it's the only get one chalipin, and that would work very well in the rush. I'll tell you one more fascinating maramokim, but this will end. I'll tell you maramokim. Is there Rabbeinu Yeruchim in the second chalif in chalif base? Is a Talmud of the Rosh. But the way I'm saying in this regard, he's not a Talmud of the Rosh. Ben Yeruchim, Chelik Beis, I sent it to him. The Siv, where is it? The Siv Yud Chelik Gimel. Says a mechudish to kipshat and pasuk. So far, we have two pshatim and pasuk. Alagulu alatmur lekayim kol dover. The Gemara says in Mamitzi alagulu zemecher alatmur zechalipin lekayim kol dover dover sholif yishnali v'nasun reyo dover niknem yad liyad the caleb shalmi caleb shalkayim and caleb shalmak and so on. So we had two pshatim and pasuk. We had the pshat Tyson kiddushin probably read the pasuk. Alagulu is that's mecher. Alatmur is chalipin. That means all kinds of chalipin. And then L'Kayim Kol Dover, he's just telling me, and how do you do Chalipin? You do it with a Dover Niknim Yad Liyad, and so on and so on. That's the first way, in which case, there's no two kinds of Chalipin. There's one Chalipin. That's Tosin Kiddush. Then we had Rabbi Tam's reading of the post. Alagula is Mecher, that means Kinyin Kesef, Kinyin Mishich, and so on. Alatmur is Chalipin Shove B'Shove. L'Kayim Kol Dover, Shalom Yishnali, V'Nosn Reyo, that's Kinyin Sudah. Rabbi Yeruchim says a third pshat in pasuk. He says, "Alagula zemecher." There's a koina and a machna. Ve'alatmura is chalipi shava b'shava. Says the pasuk, "Lekayim kol dover." How do you do mecher? How do you do mecher? And how do you do chalipin of shava b'shava? Or how? He's like this. How do you do mecher? So of course you know how you do mecher. Kesef, shicha. He says, yeah, but what if I want to make a mechira and I and the behemah is not here? I want to buy a behemah and the behemah is not here. So it's a mecher, but behemah is not here. Or how do you do tmura, rach lepar b'chamor, if the par and the chamor are not here? If they're here, it's fine. You meishik the chamor, you get the other guy gets the par. You know, if you have kesef, then you give kesef and you have mecher. But let's say I don't. I'm on a boat somewhere and I can't. I don't have any money on me. And so, is there another way to do geula and tmura? Says the pasuk, lekayim kol dover, geula and tmura, mecher and chalipin can be affected with sholat shif nali v'nosan l'reyu. And therefore, you could take a kinyan sudur, and just with the kinyan sudur, you could buy a para. And the guy will owe you the money, but that's mecher, it's mechira. You can be kind of a para with kinyan sudur. That's the kayim kol dover and mecher. And you can be kind of, and you could also be mekayim kol dover. You could be machle para b'chamor with chalipin. meaning this guy wants the parah. Right? This guy is selling, giving his wants the sellers give his. They want to exchange the parah and the chamor, but the parah and the chamor are both not here. Says Rabbi Yeruchim. Says the he reads it into the pasuk. No problem. You take a sudur, and with the sudur you buy the parah, you acquire the parah, and then exchange for the parah you makna the chamor. Pshat and pasuk. That the Lekayim Koldover is explaining a mechanism of how to affect Geula and Tmura, meaning Mecher and Chalipin. Chalipin meaning barter. You could do Mechira with Chalipin, you could do barter with Chalipin. You mach the parah b'chamor, but you don't have the chamor, you don't have the parah. So you do Chalipin and the parah and you get the chamor. You know, it's mefurish in Rabbeinu Yeruchim, like the Nesivas, not like the Kibbul Harif. That you can be kind of something with Sudr and still be machlef it with something else. Not much if you think about it. It's mefurish, not only lumbus. That's the din. That's exactly al zeh nedanim. Can I buy the tzofin with the Sudr and still be machlef yidarim for the tzofin? Rabbeinu Yeruchim says you can, and he reasoned into the pasuk. He says that's the pshat of pasuk. Ala gula v'alat mur l'kayim kol domer. That you can be mekayim gula, which is mecher. And you can be Mekayim Tmura, which is Chalipa Shaveh B'Shaveh. So if they're here, there's many ways to be Mekayim it, but you can be Mekayim it at a distance by doing Chalipin. So if you want to just buy a parah for money, so you use a Sudr and you buy a parah and you owe the money. And if you want to do barter, you can use Chalipin for barter too. And you acquire the chamor with the Sudr, and then in exchange for the chamor, you makna the parah. No, so it's Mufurish that you have Chalipa Shaveh B'Shaveh in. So the Chayyur in Lomdus, that's not like the Ramban. That's what I want to say. In the Fila Ramban, I don't think that's possible. The Fila Ramban, Kinyan Sudr is a kind of Chalipa Shava B'Shava, just a symbolic Chalipa Shava B'Shava. So how could you use a Chalipa Shava B'Shava to affect another Chalipa Shava B'Shava? It doesn't make any sense. That's what he said. You see in Rabbeinu Yeruchim that he's learning that Kinyan Sudr and Kinyan Chalipa Shava B'Shava are totally two different things. Kinyan Sudr is a Maisa Kinyan, and Chalipa Shava B'Shava is a barter. Kinyan Sudr is just a Maisa Kinyan. And you can use Kinyan Sudr to affect a Maisa Kinyan for whatever purposes you have in mind. You could use it as a Maisa Kinyan for Mecher. You could use it as a Maisa Kinyan. It's no different than Chazok or Meshicha. You can be Meshich the Chamor, you can be Machav the Par, or you could be Gay, or you could get the Chamor with Kinyan Sudr and be Machav the Par. Kinyan Sudr is just a Maisa Kinyan. So that's, I think, a machlekes here. We have a machlekes. Rabbeinu Tam. Within Rabbeinu Tam, the Kinyan Sudr has different rules from Chalipa Shava B'Shava. So what's the pshat? The Ramban understood. Losh Ramban. Chalip that Kinyan Sudr b'mokayim Chalipin Gemurim Nisrabim. Kinyan Sudr is a stand-in for Chalipa Shava B'Shava. And that stands very well to Kupul Chalif. Then you can't do both. But we see in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim that he holds that Kenyan Chalipin. First of all, you see in Rabbeinu Yeruchim from this din, and also from the whole reading of the pasuk. If Kenyan Sudr was a way to do Chalipa Shava B'Shava, that's not how he reads the pasuk. He says Kenyan Sudr is a way to do anything. You can use Kenyan Sudr to do Mecher, and you can use Kenyan Sudr to do Chalipin. If Kenyan Sudr is Chalipin, then what do you mean you can use Sudr to do Mecher? If you're doing Kenyan Sudr, it's not Mecher; it's Chalipin. First in Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Kinyan Sudr is just a tool, and you can use that tool for anything. You can use it for Mecher, you can use it for Chalipin. Mecher and Chalipin are two different ways of two different processes. Mecher is there's a kainan and a makna. Chalipin is we're just making exchanges. No kainan, there's no makna. Either one can be affected with the Sudr. The Sudr is just the thing that greases the wheels, that allows Mecher or Chalipin, whatever you want to do. Chalipin Kinyan Sudr allows you to do. It's just a Maisa Kinyan. It's a particular kind of Maisa Kinyan. What's the nature of Maisa Kinyan? It's not Namadoga, but Akaponim. It's just a kind of Maisa Kinyan. Lefi Rabbeinu Yeruchim, if it's just a Maisa Kinyan, then Avada, the Nesivus is right. Then you could use that Maisa Kinyan to do Chalipi Shava B'Shava, which according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim is very impossible. That's actually one of the cases impossible. That you use the Kayim Kodoba, you use Kinyan Sudr to affect the Chalipi. To affect the Chalipa Shava B'Shava. Yeah, why not? Stands to reason. And the Rosh, I think it'll stem very well. If the Rosh is in Maduk like the Pul Charifta, which the Chayr it is, And yet on the other hand, the Rosh Holzer Kermen Atam, because you see, he holds a Kiddush Ali Pishon Vashon with Kaka, so Pshuta, he holds a Kermen Atam, so I think that would be more of Derech the Ramban. Okay, we'll stop here. One more thing I want to talk about in the sugya before we go on, and that is I sent you a riff and a ram, very paladic riff and ram. But the same, the riff is in Dafid Aleph, the ram is Perek Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. They seem to learn the Kinyonim and our Gemara, Kinyon Sudr, Chonu Yodim Bruchai, where Aleph Sev Echzik and Aleph Hev Echzik, that's not the Chalukah. It's just the chiluk of the ishtamshus, and once they're mechalik the ishtamshus, then they can be kaifin zeh zeh lah. What does that mean? Why is that not the chaluk? What is that? So, that's an interesting one.
Thank you.
You're saying that the Rama still holds that both people
can be possibly, though? No, not normally. Kalipishon
and Shalom,
they certainly don't need to be
that. But
they are, like a regular Shalom. So, meanwhile, at least anyway, we could say, like we said, like a Shul, that the Rama holds a Kalipa Shalom, it's not a man.
Therefore, it doesn't seem get like this whole parsha to hold on.
I think about another place where the rush and the rush and the Ramban are mishitaso in the machlokes about the original machlokes we did at the beginning of the year with.
With
the Bishar, they get them versus the money.